But first, patients who bought a health insurance policy with Nevada Health Co-op could be in some trouble if they need an oncologist. Comprehensive Cancer Centers, the state's largest oncology practice, has told the co-op it's dropping out of the group's insurance plans. It can do that with 60 days' notice. But Comprehensive was the only oncology practice that signed up with the co-op. The co-op was supposed to offer lower-cost policies to provide some competition. So what went wrong, and what's being done about it? Joining us to explain the problem is Las Vegas Review-Journal reporter Jennifer Robison. Jennifer, welcome back to KNPR.
Thanks for having me.
Why is Comprehensive Cancer Centers leaving the co-op insurance plans?
Comprehensive Cancer Centers says that the co-op is not paying its reimbursements in a timely manner. The industry average is 32 to 33 days, and the co-op has been taking 2 to 3 times that to actually pay the reimbursements to the cancer centers.
And there's nothing the co-op can do to speed up those payments?
Well, the co-op is new, and they're still working out their processes and their operations. For their part, they say that they pay half of all of their claims within 10 days and 80% of all of their claims within 30 days. The issue is hard claims, which are claims that involve sophisticated or complicated treatments that are not maybe as mainstream, and they need to take a little bit of extra time to research those so that they can determine the proper reimbursements.
Okay, and how did co-op officials react to this news?
They're very frustrated. They feel like they're new. They've been paying members for only 6 months, and they feel like they maybe haven't been given enough of a chance here to prove that they can get things done. They admit that there will be kinks to work out as they get up and running over the next year or two, and they really want to ask doctors and other providers for their patients while they figure things out.
Okay, so what does the co-op do now for patients who need, say, cancer treatment? Can they get other oncologists?
Yes, they do have other oncologists in their system, but they do acknowledge that they're going to have to go find other providers to sort of shore up the supply that they had in their network before. In the meanwhile, they are asking for people to be patient. They're working with doctors to give them cash advances if they're concerned about the pace of their reimbursement. And they've also been very patient with patients themselves, working with people sometimes when they can't even determine whether they're really in their plans. They are working with people where they can.
Oh, well, and speaking of the patients, what are the patients to do now?
Well, they can either pay out of pocket if they need to see Comprehensive Cancer Center's doctors, or they can find another oncologist within the co-op's network. If a patient is in active treatment, if they're receiving chemo or radiation therapy or anything like that, the Comprehensive Cancer Centers will continue to treat them, and they will work out some sort of financing plan with them. They're not abandoning patients who are in the middle of treatment.
So can you give us some kind of a ballpark range of what some patients can now expect to pay out of pocket for oncology services?
That's difficult. A course of chemo could be $5,000 or $6,000, depending on the time and the intensity of the treatment. Radiation oncology can be more, again, depending on the time and the intensity. But it's tough to say how much somebody would be paying out of pocket.
So should we expect more dropouts from providers? Are some physician groups so big that they can afford to push insurance providers around like this?
It's less a question the size of the provider and more an issue of the type of care that they provide. So both Comprehensive Cancer Centers and the co-op agree that the issue seems to be providers who have these hard claims, in other words, the expensive or the sophisticated treatments that are not mainstream. If you're a doctor or a patient involved in routine care for relatively common illnesses, therapies that aren't expensive or out of the mainstream, you're probably not going to have issues with the reimbursement, and there would be less of a reason for those providers to leave the network.
Jennifer Robison reports on the business of healthcare for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We have a link to her article detailing the break between Comprehensive Cancer Centers of Nevada and Nevada Health Co-op, the new nonprofit insurer on the Silver State Health Exchange. Jennifer Robison, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.